Please this morning and turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 14, please this morning. Our text verses will be John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. I'll read aloud as you read along silently this morning in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. As you're finding your place, would you please stand to your feet in honor of the Word of God as we read the Word of God together this morning? John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for this very encouraging passage of Scripture. I pray you'd use it this morning to help us. Help our pastor as he comes this morning. Anoint him and fill him with thy Holy Spirit for this task. And Father, if there's somebody in this room or on the internet this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray they would settle it this morning. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated now, we want to take this morning of Father's Day and recognizing dads to give a challenge to our fathers and encourage them. I appreciate the fact that as a pastor of this church, I'm blessed and privileged to pastor a church with a lot of good men in it and good fathers. Now, if we're going to use the example of a father to learn from this morning, what better example than the Heavenly Father? None of us would be able today to use ourselves as a perfect example. None of us would be able to use our own fathers as a perfect example. Good example, maybe, but not perfect. But how much better example could you get of what a good father is than the Heavenly Father? Isn't it wonderful that one of the titles God wanted us to know him by was Father? In John chapter 14 and verse number 2, Jesus said, "In my Father's house, in my Father's house." Now we know what Jesus is talking about here. He's starting to talk about heaven. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." And then he goes on to talk about how Jesus is going to go ahead of us and prepare us a place in the Father's house. So this morning I want to use the example of our Heavenly Father to give a challenge to our dads. You know, it's sad when you start to think about the fact that the most important roles in life, we receive very little training for. We just kind of expect people to sort of pick it up. Or maybe learn it by experience, which is not always a good thing, by the way. The role of husband and wife, the role of mother and father. Those important roles in life, those things that God would have us to fulfill, which, by the way, are the basis of a strong and a right society. So we can't use our dads and we can't use ourselves as fathers this morning. So let's talk about our Heavenly Father as an example of a good dad. Now, gentlemen, look at me. So then if you and I today, maybe some of us this morning, would have to say, I didn't have a good relationship with my father. Things weren't good. Things weren't right. By the way, may I just interject this quick thought? Then make it right with your dad. If your dad's still alive, still walking this earth, you make it right with him. I called my dad this morning, and as you know, if you've been in our church for very long, you know my dad was a Baptist preacher who ran off with one of the women in the church. And my mother turned to drink and became a drunkard. And I grew up in a drunkard's home in this town because of my dad's mistake in life. And for years, we were estranged from each other. By the way, not by my choice. Years ago, just a few years ago, as a matter of fact, my dad made a step to make it right. And he and I have made peace over these years. Now, I'm a grown man, and I don't need a daddy anymore, but there's still something not right till you make it right with your dad. So when I called him today to wish him a happy Father's Day, wasn't just out of obligation. I wanted him to know everything's still okay with us. So we don't have perfect earthly fathers. We are not perfect earthly fathers. Agreed? One more quick thought here, and I'll get on the sermon in a second. You're still holding things against your dad, fella, because your dad wasn't what he's supposed to be. Then you could tell him how perfect you've been as a father. Doesn't work, does it? Interesting. Say, well, I didn't do what he did. Yeah, but you didn't do everything you're supposed to either. So just calm down. Everything will be fine. So since we can't use earthly fathers, how about our heavenly father? In my father's house, Jesus said. You know what a good father is? He's like a heavenly father here in that our heavenly father has prepared some things for us. In my father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Listen, Jesus is the contractor of the building of what heaven will be for us one day. But God, the Father, is the architect. Have you ever considered heaven? There are two heavens in the Bible. There's the heaven that is and the heaven that will be. The heaven that is now is paradise, the Bible calls it. Don't know a lot about it. It's where our loved ones go. When they die and they know Christ, they go to paradise. It's a beautiful place. Don't know all it is, but I know it's beautiful. And I know that God the Father's there and Jesus is there. And all the other saved loved ones have gone before us. They're all there. And it's a great reunion place. It's the paradise. It's where people go now that are saved. They go to heaven. They go to paradise. The second heaven is in Revelation 21 and 22. It's that city called the New Jerusalem. It's a city four square, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles deep. Has a wall goes around it that's 216 feet thick. And it goes for 6,000 miles. There's 12 gates, three in each side of the four walls. And those gates in proportion to the walls are 100 miles wide, 216 feet thick. And each gate in those walls is made out of an individual single pearl. You should have seen the oyster. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, walls of jasper. Oh, yeah. God the Father designed that. That was his idea. Jesus is constructing it. In my Father's house, he said, are many mansions. You know, for 2,000 years, he's been preparing this place now. So then a good father this morning is someone who's preparing something for others. Isn't just thinking about himself. He's preparing something for others. In verse number one, Jesus starts by saying, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You know, gentlemen, I believe today one of the great roles a father can fulfill in life today is provide a place of safety and security for those others. See, we got all these dads today who are taking care of everything for themselves and doing so little for their loved ones and for others. They got themselves covered. They got what they want. They get what they want. They get what they do what they want. Our Heavenly Father, ladies and gentlemen, has been preparing a place for us and designed it with us in mind that we would one day live there. He's been in preparation now for this place and in the mind of God. Could you imagine God the Father, ladies and gentlemen? God the Father, creator of everything, Jesus Christ, equal to the Father, stepped out onto nothing, spoke it all into existence, spun the stars in their courses, all of that now. And now he's been designing, has designed and is in the preparation of a place for us to come, because he wanted us to know that when you leave this life, don't let your heart be troubled. Everything's all right. I have a prepared place for you. A good father is preparing security and blessing and help for others. Got a selfish society today. Got dads, some dads today, if they don't get what they want, they're out. They leave their families. They walk off on their loved ones. They just do what they want to do. That's not a good father. Good father steps up and says, you know what? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He's preparing something for somebody else. And a good father is always one who prepares for others, just like our Heavenly Father has done. A good father also has a plan for others. The place of heaven is more magnificent than we could possibly imagine. And God the Father makes this plan and has been preparing this plan with us in mind. See, look here. He didn't just design heaven to be heaven. He designed heaven for us to go there. a plan for us to go there. John 14 and 6, look at your passage. As it said there, Thomas said, well, Lord, you said we know the way. How can we know the way? And Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, God the Father made a plan for us to be able to go to this place called heaven. You say, okay, yeah, everybody gets to go to heaven. No, no, no. Please listen carefully this morning. No. I'd like to tell you that everyone who dies goes to heaven. That's not true. I wish I could say, boy, don't worry about it. When your time comes and life is over and done, everybody goes to heaven, to a beautiful place where it's all wonderful. I'd like to tell you that this morning, but see, I'd be lying to you, because the truth of the matter is Jesus said he was the way, the truth, the life, and that nobody was going to heaven but through Jesus Christ. See, God made a plan for the place called heaven, and he made a plan not only for that place, he made a plan for how you and I to get there. And my friend, this morning on this Father's Day Sunday morning, please listen to this preacher this morning. You and I must go to heaven. If we're going to go to heaven, we must go there through the person of Jesus Christ. Not through his church, through the person of Christ. Not through his baptism, but through the person of Christ. What does that mean? That means you and I, our dependence, our hope for eternal life in heaven is upon Jesus Christ, that he died for us, was buried, and rose again the third day. And your hope for eternal life is in Jesus Christ. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You must go. If you're going to heaven, you're going to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you're not going. And you know where that came from? It came from the Heavenly Father. He made a place called heaven, and he made a plan for people to get there. And you have to go God's way. I was talking with a man one day, and he said, well, what if I don't accept that? I said, you don't have to in this life. You can make your own way if you like in this life. I said, but sir, when you die, you face him. And if you don't go his way, you don't go. Now, look at me carefully this morning. Don't satisfy yourself with that you're okay with this life and the way you are in this life and fail to realize this is not all there is. After we die, we go face God. And God has already told us nobody goes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. You got to do it God's way now. And the wonderful thing about it is people consider it to be exclusive. Well, yeah, but you're excluding all these people. No. It's inclusive. It includes everybody that's willing to come to God through Christ. If they turn it down, it's their rejection, not God's. They're rejecting God, not him. But he won't allow you in the next life to come to God, the Father, but through Christ. See, he has this plan. Can I ask you a question? What would a good father then? In this life, a good father in this life makes a plan in the way he lives. Not that people can go to heaven through him, but people could certainly go to heaven by him. He could tell others about Christ. Hey, look at me. Hey, Dad, look at me. Why don't you leave some footprints in the sand? Remember that old thing, the old plaque that everybody has on their wall about the footprints in the sand, how that you walk along, you see two sets of footprints, and then there's just one after that. And I asked the Lord, what is that? And the poem says, that's where I carried you when there was just one set of footprints. It's a nice little poem, and it's cute. Okay, I like it. But the truth of the matter is, here's the plan. Why don't we leave footprints for people to follow us? You know, a good father leaves a plan behind him that there'll be a path people can follow through his faith by how he lives his life and the way he lives his life. Stop trying to win people to yourself and win them to Christ. And stop trying to get people to follow you. How about follow the path you follow by following the path God has for your life? But Pastor Johnson, what if my children choose to not follow that path? Then they make their choice by what they choose to do, but not by what you choose not to do. My kids are going to reject the truth. They're going to reject it because of how I lived it. And they're going to reject it because of what I lived. But they're going to reject the truth. They're not going to reject the dad. I want my kids to follow my path. And hopefully it's a path that's very clear, that has a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's called the Word of God. And I want them to follow that path in the way that they go. So I didn't have a father who did that, Pastor Johnson. Then listen very carefully. You still have the same lamp and you still have the same light. So my dad made his mistakes and decisions in his life. Wound up being married 5 times. So there are a lot of stuff there than my father that was example that what a person would not want to follow in their life. But in society today, you could do that and everyone would excuse you. well, your dad did this and that. No, 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 no. See, I still have a Heavenly Father who has a good example. And I can follow that example and do what I am supposed to do and still take the steps I'm supposed to take. So no look for excuses this morning. We still have a good example in our Heavenly Father. And a father like our Heavenly Father has a prospect for the future. Our Heavenly Father is not just preparing a place for us. He's preparing a place for eternity. This place of heaven has the prospect of a place where, look here, where everything is made right. You get over in Revelation chapter 22, and it says there, one day we'll all be assembled in heaven, all the saved are in heaven. And when we're there, the Bible said God wipes away all the tears from our eyes, removes all the former things, takes all the stuff from the past, it's all gone. And we start a brand new eternity with no baggage, no stuff from our past. And we started all off brand new. And that's a good idea. Makes you want to go to heaven right now, doesn't it? But that day will come when God will wipe it all clean, make it all right, and make things right the way they're supposed to. See, that's what our Heavenly Father, He has the prospect of a good, bright eternity. Because He's going to make it all right one day. Now, Dad, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you this morning, but you know what a good father is today? He does his best to make things right. I can't fix everything. Most dads are pretty good about the prospect of trying to make things the way they're supposed to be. But it's interesting how that some dads, they're more concerned about how well their lawnmower runs than how good their marriage is. If their car sputters a little bit, they drive it right into the shop, have someone check it, make sure it runs efficiently and correctly, and they got a marriage that's cold as a fish and things are not right. They go out to get their fishing tackle together and they find out the kids got in the tackle box again and scattered things all over the place, and they're upset because the kids got a hold of one of their 42 hammers. But they're more concerned about the hammers than the behavior. Hey, our Heavenly Father in the Father's house has prepared a place where everything's going to be made right. And our Heavenly Father has planned and prepared this thing where the prospect is this. Everything's going to be okay one of these days. I'm going to do my best to fix it. Now, Dad, look at me. You can't fix everything. You don't have to take the world on your shoulders. But for goodness sakes, would you at least take on the prospect that you're going to make things as bright as you possibly can in your house? Is your marriage good, Dad? Is it? As far as I'm concerned, it is. Now, the person you ask is your wife. That's the one to ask. But is it? How about things in your family, in your home? How about in your life? How about making things the right way? See, in my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, Jesus speaks of this beautiful place, and it's the Heavenly Father who's making those things the way they're supposed to be. We need some fix-it dads. Dads are willing to step up and say, okay, I'll do what I can. Now, one more time, I'm not trying to burst. Some of you dads, bless your heart, you got the world on you. You're trying to fix everybody and everything about everyone. I'm not trying to get you to be burdened today, Dad. I'm just trying to do this. I know that too often today we have detached and disinterested fathers. Their life goes on. I know people have been married for many years and they got a lousy marriage. Don't do that. Don't settle for marriage. Settle for a good one. Don't settle for just being a part of your family where your kids show up. Settle for being a father and taking care of the responsibility. And woe be unto any dads in this room who check out on their families and especially their children. Woe be unto you. I have more respect for a pimp than I do a dad who won't step up with his children. Now, you be there for your kids. You do your best to try and help them out. Let's make some things right. Maybe Father's Day needs to be a day where Dad not only gets a card and stuff like that, where Dad looks at his family and says, you know, there's some things I just haven't been doing as a father. I need to take care of business. And step up, Dad. It'd be good. See, our Heavenly Father, he has this prospect that one day everything is going to be made right. Oh. And it can be just as right now as it will be then if things are right between you and your Heavenly Father. Some people, they're so concerned about the earthly relationships, they're not paying attention to the most important one, your relationship and fellowship with your Heavenly Father. See, everything in life may not be right in your life today, but if you're right between you, everything's right between you and God, everything's going to be okay. set out early this morning and enjoyed what little cool of the day that there was on the day that's going to be 110. So it had to be real early this morning. But I sat and talked with my Heavenly Father. I've never done this before. It's kind of weird. Maybe I shouldn't even talk about it. I wish my Heavenly Father a happy Father's Day. Never done that before. And someone came up and gave me a check for $1 million. It was fantastic. It was great. I'm sorry, this is not Bethel. Here we go. So the point is, I sat there and I just talked with my Heavenly Father for a little while this morning. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? Hey. And when I got up from that place this morning, and I walked away from that time with my Heavenly Father, everything was okay. You mean you got no problems in your life, Pastor Johnson? No, I got my issues and I got battles. But everything was all right with me and my Heavenly Father. Is it that way with you today? Because he's desires to have everything right with you and him. In my Father's house. In my Father's house, Jesus said. I hope today that we as dads will take a simple admonition from Scripture and a good example of our Heavenly Father. No, we won't be perfect like him. No, we won't say everything we're supposed to. No, we won't do everything we're supposed to do. Hey, Dad, and don't use that as an excuse to keep messing up. But let's take the example of our Heavenly Father this morning, and let's yield to some things that a good dad needs to do. Let's stand our feet, please, would you?